Kekanee Reds. In addition to being a fish and a popular beer, Kokanee, according to local journalist Greg Nesteroff, is the name of 14 geographic features in BC. It's a settlement, a bay, a creek, two provincial parks, a glacier, recreation area, lake, landing, narrows, pass, peak, point, range, and even a canyon, he writes. A place and a name claimed and colonized in every possible way, and yet it remains powerful. A place that allows us to reclaim and perhaps someday redeem ourselves in invisible ways. Each time that we visit and remember, there was a time before the newcomers arrived. There was a time to remember. And my mind and my body often wander to what we call Kokanee Creek Park. I love its sandy shores and its cottonwoods, its clear, shallow waters. There's some places like that that have a magic. I feel ever so alive when I'm there, with nature's beauty in the silence and the life that fills this place we call Kokanee. I have a memory of being there many moons ago. There was a teenage brown-colored black bear sitting spread-eagled in one of the salmon spawning channels. He was pawing the current awkwardly, and eventually he used his teeth and his claws to rip at the fresh orange flesh of the Kekanee. My son was small enough to carry on my back then, and he witnessed peering over my shoulder. We felt very fortunate. Such witnessing really did feel like a gift we were able to take part of, and it awakened something in me, something I couldn't quite understand, some kind of yearning for some past period, something some people call an irrecoverable condition. In spite of this, like old shoreline touchstones, those gray driftwood logs wait, like signposts saying, "You are here," encouraging me to pause, to contain the moment, to reassure me that I'm close to home. Surely someone else's, but also my own, that home that lives inside me. It's a touchstone kind of place. Whether my mind wanders to that place called Kokanee or I return in person every spring, peace and reverence fill my heart, and somewhere it remains indelible, my heart eternally returning to the soft sandy shoreline, the drift, the cottonwood, the waters, and the Kekanee in their gravel reds.